Carbon footprint measurements and offsets. The current global average concentration of carbon dioxide has increased by almost 50% since the start of the Industrial Revolution. For the past 800,000 years, the level of CO2 never increased above 300 parts per million, ppm, but it did so in 1911 and has steadily increased since then. Today, it is over 420 ppm. There is a link to a NASA chart that shows this in the additional resources. Statistics reference in the Emissions Gap Report 2023 published by the United Nations Environment Program indicate that in 2030, greenhouse gas emissions are probably going to be above the level needed for the planet to cap temperature increases of 2 degrees Celsius. Unless governments, companies, and individuals around the globe do more to reduce their carbon footprint, sea levels will continue to rise, land ice will keep melting, wildfires will remain common, deserts will form or expand, and our oceans will continue to acidify. Logistics is a large part of two economic sectors that account for a large portion of greenhouse gas emissions, transportation and industry. According to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, transportation accounts for 29% of greenhouse gas emissions, industry accounts for 30%, residential and commercial is 31%, and agriculture accounts for 10% when electricity generation indirect emissions are applied to these four categories, rather than being its own category. 60% of electricity generation is from fossil fuels. Logistics emissions are not just due to fuel consumption, but also to the energy used in warehouses and packaging. Because material and product sourcing has a significant emissions impact, there may be net carbon savings by sourcing from a low-carbon production source and transporting the goods internationally over sourcing locally from a higher carbon emitter. This is often the case with perishable produce that can be ripened with ethylene, for example. In other words, looking at net emissions is more important than focusing just on transportation emissions. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the carbon footprint is a measure of carbon emissions from a person, organization, building, or operation. Each of these entities, whether it be a single person or an entire company, generates a measurable amount of carbon. A footprint can be calculated at the level of an individual product or service. It is also possible to determine the carbon footprint for an entire supply chain. This would entail measuring the outputs from suppliers and end users throughout the life of the product or service, as well as calculating any one-off emissions related to things such as construction. This is a daunting but doable task. What else can be done? One thing that can be done is to add it as a criterion for transportation mode selection, such as by factoring in the general CO2 cost of each given mode, perhaps as a rule of thumb, rather than needing exact data. For example, Exhibit 8-7 shows estimated averages for CO2 emissions per ton kilometer by transport mode. Exhibit 8-7, carbon dioxide per ton kilometer by mode, source. Adapted from Grant et al., Sustainable Logistics and Supply Chain Management, 3rd edition. Organizations can apply continuous improvement to improve the fuel efficiency of their fleets, but even if transportation is outsourced, organizations can make improvements such as by following the principle of don't ship air or water to make their products lighter or their packaging more compact. Another option is to consider emissions credit projects. These projects, also called carbon offset credits, reduce or possibly eliminate net emissions and may be less expensive, more convenient, or more feasible than reducing fuel consumption beyond what other continuous improvements can make. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an emissions credit as a way to compensate for an organization's carbon dioxide emissions, either by reducing carbon dioxide emissions elsewhere in the business or by funding projects intended to improve the environment, such as renewable energy or forest conservation. This funding can be in the form of credits purchased on an exchange to meet compliance legislation, cap and trade systems, or as a voluntary effort. Examples of renewable energy sources are hydroelectric dams, wind turbine farms, solar farms, and biomass energy. Biofuels are another example, and these are increasingly being made using agricultural byproducts/food waste to avoid competing directly with the food chain.